Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're feeling a little suspicious.
President is a good man. Between you and me, I worry about some of the people with whom he surrounds himself.
And keep your eyes on the road.
Sedan came out of nowhere. Barely missed me.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, May 1st. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. For the fourth weekend in a row, the Super Mario Brothers movie has dominated at the box office, taking in another $40 million this weekend. That brings its domestic total to $490 million. But its reign will come to an end this weekend when Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 hits theaters. Back to the box office. In second, Evil Dead Rise with $12.2 million. The new movie, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, debuted in third with $6.8 million. John Wick Chapter 4 held on to fourth place with $5 million. And the re-release of Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, made $4.7 million. Good enough for fifth place. Connie Nielsen will reprise her role of Lucilla from Ridley Scott's 2000 historical epic Gladiator in the filmmaker's sequel. In the original film, Lucilla is the former lover of Russell Crowe's Maximus, the sister of Joaquin Phoenix's Emperor Commodus, and the mother of Lucius, the latter being played as an adult in the new film by Paul Mescal. EW has confirmed that Stranger Things star Joseph Quinn is in negotiations to play Emperor Caracalla in the film, which is currently untitled. In addition to Nielsen and Mescal, the sequel's cast includes Denzel Washington and Barry Keoghan. The sequel is set for release on November 22nd, 2024. Golden Globe winner, Emmy nominee, and trans trailblazer Michaela J. Rodriguez is reuniting with Ryan Murphy, the man she says helped make her career with FX's Pose. Rodriguez has joined the already starry cast of American Horror Story Season 12 in an undisclosed role. Following reports leaking online, the actress confirmed the news on social media, writing on Instagram, quote, "Guess the cat's out of the bag." Representatives for FX and Rodriguez did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. Rodriguez joins the previously announced Kim Kardashian and Emma Roberts. Model-turned-actress Cara Delevingne has also reportedly been cast. Molly Ringwald doesn't consider her decision to turn down the lead role in Pretty Woman a big mistake or even a huge one. In a new interview with The Guardian, the Pretty in Pink and Breakfast Club star explained why she passed on playing Vivian Ward in the 1990 romantic comedy, saying, quote, "Julia Roberts was wonderful in it, but I didn't really like the story. Even then, I felt like there was something icky about it." Julia Roberts earned an Academy Award nomination for her performance in 1991. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Even an ordinary secretary, or a housewife, or a teenager can, within their own small ways, turn on a small light in a dark room. That is a quote from the heroic Meep Geese, the subject of our number three pick, A Small Light. The new National Geographic drama tells the true story of how geese helped hide Anne Frank, the rest of the Frank family, and four other Dutch Jews in an annex above Otto Frank's business during World War II. Belle Powley plays Geese alongside Liev Schreiber, who plays Anne's father, Otto. The delicate and difficult days of hiding the families is told through Geese's point of view and paints a terrifying picture of the time period. Here is a preview.
All right, listen to me. You can't go back. You can't run. And you can't show any fear. Let's do this.
I hear they're cracking down on the Jews. That must be scary.
We have to hide our allegiances, or else we're not gonna make it.
Meep, what I'm asking you to do is dangerous. you get caught, you could get arrested or even worse. I need your help hiding my family. You need to take your time to think it through.
No, I don't. What do?
Can I help you?
Tell me where I can find Otto Frank.
Is it going to tell me?
He's my boss and my friend. What would you have me do when Mr. Frank asked? Say no!
Ask me!
I didn't think I had to consult you before deciding to save a person's life. Turn darkness into
light. People have lost everything and still they resist. And I have to resist too.
We're gonna start a fire.
I need to remember that things were good so I can believe that they'll be good when this is over.
We have to choose when we fight them. We don't let them choose for us.
My only job is to protect my family.
Did you hear that? The Queen wants my diary.
And I can't wait to see it.
Dude, get down, get down!
Have your heads.
We can't save everyone. But if I don't try, I don't think I'll be able to live with myself. Turn darkness into...
Well, Geese saved the diaries that Anne Frank wrote in the hopes of returning them to her after the war was over. But after Anne's death, Geese gave the papers to Otto, who then had the diary published in 1947. Never underestimate the power of a good deed. A Small Light debuts tonight at 9 on National Geographic.
Number 2.
We're going deep for the series debut of White House Plumbers, our number 2 pick. The new HBO miniseries tells the true story of President Nixon's political operatives who carried out the plan that led to the Watergate scandal. Woody Harrelson is E. Howard Hunt, a former CIA officer, and Justin Theroux is G. Gordon Liddy, a lawyer and ex-FBI agent. The two are willing to break the law in order to protect their president and get him reelected. Here's the trailer.
The White House.
Howard Hunt.
Howard, the president asked for a real son of a to handle this Pentagon leak.
What do you need?
I want you to meet Gordon Liddy. Toughest guy I know. He'll hold his hand in the flame of a candle.
I do not bend, and I do not break.
What's the trick?
There isn't one. Gets third-degree burns every time.
Please stop.
You now work for the committee to re-elect the president. Your new mission is to make sure he wins this election.
We'll intercept confidential information of the radical left.
What's the plan?
We're going to hit the DNC
at the Watergate.
Howard, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
We strike tonight.
These are the wrong tools.
What?
He has the wrong tools. This time we walk straight in the front door.
It's a double-sided deadbolt.
Somebody needs to clean this mess up. You want us to break in a fourth time? Wait, what do you mean a fourth time? Nothing. Spy talk.
How does it work?
There's a chance I'd be going to prison.
Wait, what?
I really hope you understand the scope and scale of this thing.
You tell those spineless, two-faced politicians loyalty is a two-way street. Oh, yeah! Did you just use the fun family outing to cover up some spy shit?
We're not a bunch of boobs.
Why are you shredding money?
We're patriots acting in the country's best interest.
What about the best interest of your family?
They are trying to break us.
Howard!
What have you done?
President is a good man. Between you and me, I worry about some of the people with whom he surrounds himself.
Plumbers?
We fix leaks.
The show comes from the producers of Veep and Succession and has been described as a slapstick tragedy. White House Plumbers premieres tonight at 9 on HBO.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Nixon actually was president when Justin Theroux was born, but who was president when Woody Harrelson was born? Lyndon B. Johnson, John F. Kennedy, or Dwight D. Eisenhower? Stick around for that answer, as well as our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
More about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, the Lizzie McGuire movie premiered 20 years ago on May 2nd, 2003. The movie, which was the first to be based on a Disney Channel show, starred Hilary Duff and followed the adventures of Lizzie and her best friend Gordo as they took a memorable class trip to Rome. On a recent episode of Duff's current series, How I Met Your Father, a scene from Lizzie McGuire was used as a flashback for Duff's character, Sophie. Well, folks, buckle up for today's number one pick. NCIS. The CBS drama is back from its hiatus, and on tonight's new episode, Agent Knight, played by Katrina Law, gets into a car accident and saves the passengers in the other car, a mother and her child. Knight goes viral for her heroics, but she's still reeling from the trauma of the accident. Take a listen to this sneak peek where Parker and Dr. Palmer find her at the scene of the crash.
Isn't that Knight's car?
Jess.
She's not in here.
Jimmy, Parker.
You okay?
I don't think the croissants made it.
Your hand?
Yeah, it's fine.
What the hell happened?
Sedan came out of nowhere. Barely missed me and...
Survivors?
Woman and child, they were with the paramedic. There was another guy in the passenger seat, but he didn't get to him in time.
Hey! Clear the road, move back!
You sure you're okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy.
I'm fine.
Sounds like Knight might be anything but fine. Watch the new episode of NCIS tonight at 9 on CBS. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Who was president when White House plumber star Woody Harrelson was born? Lyndon B. Johnson, John F. Kennedy, or Dwight D. Eisenhower? Well, Harrelson was born in July 1961 when JFK was president. Well, that is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.